Hola amigos, this is Don Alejandro de la Vega. Welcome to Tropical Paradise Waits. Do you ever dream of living in paradise? Dream no more, my friend. If you are planning on living in the tropics, or if you are a full-on expat, this show is the show for you. Listen and learn how to make the best of your leisure time. It takes more than a plane ticket to fully enjoy the tranquil lifestyle. It is a state of mind. Let's live a better life. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Positive reviews help us rise up the ranks. Please scroll down and click support this podcast. Gracias and enjoy the show.
Hola, hola, I'm Franco. Tropical Paradise Waits is produced right here in Cabaretti, Dominican Republic. And it's intended to share the world's fun places with you. Half of the listeners are from right here in Cabaretti or in the Dominican Republic North Coast. So based on the advice, get to know your listeners, we are redirecting the show a little bit and feature more local events, restaurants, businesses. So if you're local and there's something you want to promote, your lifestyle, your business, yourself, whatever it might be, get a hold of me and we'll put you on the show. If you want to get a hold of us, you can simply email me. My email is in the episode notes direct, or you can download the Anchor app. It's very easy. Anchor is our host. You download the app and then you search Tropical Paradise Waits, tap voice message, and you're on. We'll have a voice message. We can either replay it on the show or not, depending on the subject matter and what you choose. Remember, smart people listen to podcasts. So tell your friends, Google us. We're at the top of Google. Tropical Paradise Waits is presented by Elusive Media. New shows are launched every Sunday, and I look forward to hearing you listen. Check out some original music at the end of the show after the credits. So, yes, you can live your life here and raise children. I have a young lady here with me today. Her name is Gigi. She's a new mother, well, relatively new mother. Her son is 3.5 years old, seems like yesterday. I've always known her as a surfer, a personal trainer, and now she's a successful local realtor, and she's a bit of a hottie. Gigi, say hello.
Hello, hello.
And why don't you tell me a little bit about your life here, like where you came from and why you chose to stay. I know you've been here, well, as long as I have.
Eight and a half years now.
Oh, okay. I got a couple of years on you.
Okay.
And you originally came from?
I came from Miami. I was actually born and raised in the States. Raised in Miami Springs, actually. And I came here on vacation with my mom and got offered a job at the same boutique hotel that I visited, which is where you met me. And yeah, I've been here ever since. I love Cabarete. I love Dominican Republic. My dad's Dominican, so there's a lot of cultural connection that I didn't think I would have, and I definitely do. And I love it here.
Oh, I didn't know. See, I always learn little things about people I've known for a long time. Your dad's Dominican. Is he an American Dominican? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. He moved over to the States when he was 15. So yeah, he's, you know, already been a citizen for a long time and worked there. But basically my whole life, he would come back every year for a trip. And he has property here. My family has a huge farm in Nagua, which is on the north coast of Dominican Republic. And yeah, he's retired now. So he lives in Santo Domingo with an uncle and yeah, he spends pretty much half his year here every year.
Oh, that's really cool. That's interesting. I never knew that. Now, when you first arrived, did you come here because of your Dominican culture, or did you come here to surf?
I came here because of Groupon.
Because of Groupon, just on vacation.
Yeah, my mom, you know, she saw Groupon, and Cabarete is all my family's from Santo Domingo or Nagua. So Cabarete is this surf town, and you know, surf, yoga, health, you know, that's just kind of the kind of things that people are attracted to when they come down. But she just got, you know, a week Groupon, and that's why we ended up here. It was perfect.
Okay, so tell me about the time that you do. I know you spend a lot of time. I see you at the gym, and I see you surfing. Tell me about some of your surfing experiences.
Well, yeah. I, you know, stood up on a board a couple times on vacation. But when I came over here, I totally just started going down to Playa Encuentro every day. That's where I met the majority of my friends and spent every single morning there for years, and basically went from being a super beginner with shoes on a big old foam board. And now I'm still a beginner, but I have a smaller board. I don't wear shoes, and, yeah, I have fun every day. I love it.
Yeah. Well, just about every time I go to Encuentro, I usually run into you. So I know. I know you work now as a real estate agent, but it doesn't look like you're wasting any time getting out there surfing in the morning first.
No. Well, for one, I do creative work in the real estate space. So I do cool and interesting things like create videos and take photos in a certain way. I do video tours, voiceover work, and you know, make infographics and flyers and just try to make things look cool and attractive in the real estate realm, you know, to sell properties and basically help people bring their home. But yeah, I'm at the beach every day. I consider it like my office.
It's a great office. Now, I've seen in the last year and a half or so that it looks like that the real estate is jumped up a lot around here.
Oh, yeah.
What's that due to?
I think it's a combination of things. For one, Dominican Republic is one of the fastest growing economies in Latin America. So, you know, for the first time in a long, well, probably ever, I don't know. I'm not, you know, a historian, but, you know, people with money from all over Latin America, North America, Europe, they don't need to be in an office anymore. They can run their businesses and they can run their whole lives from anywhere in the world. And with, you know, airfare and things like that, the world's smaller, I feel. And Dominican Republic is beautiful. It allows foreigners to actually come here and own land, own businesses fairly easily. There's incentives for retired people. So it's, I think it's a very open-minded country economically. And it's a place where people are realizing this is a very sure and fun investment, not just, you know, to live here, to retire here, but also to just hang out here, to have a rental property here, you know, to own a vacation spot.
Yeah, I see my property went up about 20% in the last year and a half.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked around, I thought, gee, maybe I should sell it and get a private home because I'm in a condo. And there's really not that much to choose from anymore. People are hanging on to things. There's really not a whole lot for sale anymore.
Yeah, it's, we don't really have enough inventory for certain things. I mean, there's a lot for sale, but for a place like yours, for example, it's so central. It's close to town. It's, you know, walking distance from everything. It's beautiful and quiet, even though it's close to the road. So that's the kind of thing that people are like, wow, I want that. Imagine come to Dominican Republic at any time and already have a place to land.
Now, does anything come to mind, like some of the properties that you've looked at and videoed lately and listed? Does anything, what's on the top of your mind? Have you seen any great deals or beautiful places? I know it depends on the buyer, what they're looking for.
Well, yeah, actually, right now I have Playa Encuentro is, you know, one of my favorite communities, I think, especially for people with families or people, any kind of person, really, whether you have a family or not, whether you're young or whether you're older, whether you're trying to calm down or not, or vacation rental. There's this one listing. It's in a new construction and it has gorgeous ocean views. So you just see beautiful jungle and then like just beautiful horizon of the ocean in the distance. It's in Playa Encuentro. So Playa Encuentro is a different kind of community. You know, if you want to go to a fancy dinner, you're going to go to Cabarete. But if you want to have a nice walk with your dog every morning and pick up a coffee at the bakery and like not have, you know, 100 motos beeping and trucks going by, it's a really nice community.
Yeah, and it's tranquil and it's safe too.
Yeah. So it's a two-bedroom smart home, and it's $180,000. So there's a rental program. It's really, really, really good investment.
And it's not a condo. It's a home.
It's a condo. It's a smart home. But condos are in right now. You know, people with condos, you pay an HOA and you don't have to worry about anything else. With a house, you know, there's a leak, the lawn, the pool, the gardener. I mean, there's just so many variables. And I find that people really like condos, especially if they're going to be coming back and forth.
Oh, yeah, I agree. And most people who come here are travelers. So they will be leaving at some point for a month or two. And
yeah,
with the condo, you just lock it up and go. You don't have a thing to worry about.
Yeah, exactly. Or put it on Airbnb and put a little passcode on the door.
Right. Let you run it out for him.
Yeah.
So is anything else pop in your mind?
No, this is really cool. First time doing a podcast. So
are there any small one bedrooms in Cabarete right in center within walking distance to everything?
Well, besides this one.
Ah, there you go.
That we're in right now. Oh, I did mention it. I did mention it earlier. So yeah, yes, this is why I wanted to come over here and take some cool videos and get some good content of this place, because I find it to be such a gem. Bakery across the street, gym across the street, restaurants to the left, restaurants to the right. Jump on any public transportation. Everybody's going to know where it is, you know, banks.
Or walk into town.
Exactly, yeah.
We have an ocean view and a pool.
Yeah. Exactly.
The ocean view is recent. You know, there used to be a building
back
there.
I was just actually speaking to your neighbor. I'm like, why don't they cut those trees? She's like, they took so long to grow and who knows what else. Yeah, but it's a really nice pool. It's a really, really nice unit. Yeah.
And very safe too.
Exactly.
It includes everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's a chiropractor right upstairs. Can't beat that.
You're built-in chiropractor.
My acupuncturist is in that same office.
And don't forget, the laundry is right here.
Yes.
Everything's exactly. From within. I have actually the lady from the laundry, she just comes into my place every, I don't know, 10 days or so and picks up all my laundry, washes it, and puts it away.
Do you do Airbnb when you're not around?
I did it in the past. Mm-hmm. I did it one year. I was during the pandemic. I was staying at a friend's house who was stuck out of the country watching his dog.
Yeah.
So I took advantage and I did Airbnb and I did pretty well with it.
Oh, yeah. No, mm-hmm. For sure. For something like this, because what people want, you know, especially travelers that are backpacking, they just want to be able to walk and get anywhere.
But now I don't want to do it now. I mean, I might consider a long-term rental just so I can move around. I'm thinking maybe going to the Philippines for a little while or something like that. But, you know, I'll see if everything falls into place. And the only reason I would consider selling is because I've always dreamed of building something, my own place, just the way I wanted it.
Yeah.
And the cost of new construction here is fairly reasonable.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you've seen the property value go up, sell while the market's hot,
yeah,
right?
But I'm just going to kind of let fate handle that. Now, folks, if you're rethinking your life, this is the best time in history to work remotely. Or retire. Why not retire right here in Paradise? The world's tropical real estate listings, they're right here waiting for you. Gigi, she knows the protocol. She can narrow it down and point you in the right direction. So get the lowdown. Tell us what you're looking for via email that's in the episode notes and via Gigi's contact, which will also be in the episode notes. And We can play in the right direction. I mean, not only GGS, and I know other people here I've known for a long time who I could trust and you could trust with your future real estate needs. So how would people get more information?
Well, I work with an agency. It's called Realtor DR. Our office is in Sosua, and what we're really focused on is bringing value to clients. We don't want to just be bringing them, you know, to a dream home. We want to make the process really smooth and easy, and we're really trying to work to a North American standard in every way. And also, they give back to the community, which is why I work there. I think it's incredible for a company you know, that's committed to always reinvesting into the local community.
Is that basically what your company, how your company feels to guide people?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Toward the lifestyle?
Yeah, every step of the way. Most of what we try to do is show people this is a lifestyle decision. And I think that's also why the market keeps growing, why the economy keeps growing. Here, there's no risk or there's no shortage of food. There's no shortage of fun. There's no shortage of things that you can do and explore. And it's a beautiful country, beautiful people, and yeah, beautiful town that we live in for sure.
Yeah, and after you're here a while, like for example, there's a lot of places where I buy my produce and I buy my chicken basically off the street. And when I was first here, there was no way I would have done that. Now I buy very little bit from the supermarket, just things like, you know, essentials, toilet paper, paper towel. I don't even buy my soap at the supermarket. There's a guy here who makes his own soap. So after you're here for a while and you learn how it works, you will learn to basically live like the Dominicans live and live off the land and buy your stuff from individuals rather than supermarkets.
Yeah. And yeah, I think it's important always to support the local mom and pop shops. The cool thing about Cabarete is two main supermarkets here in Caparete actually are mom and pop shops. I don't know if you know, but Janet's supermarket used to be a Colmado, and they just made smart moves and kept reinvesting into their space. And now, you know, that's the only place where you can get, you know, almond milk and cashew milk and things like that. So, yeah, I think Caparete is really special in that way. It's full of a lot of local success stories.
Yeah, La Rosa is basically a big Clamato.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And did you see he finally got some new coolers?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, those coolers were nasty in there. There were a lot of things I wouldn't buy. I'm like, nope, not from this cooler. No, yeah, he finally went out and bought some new coolers.
Oh, good for them.
Good for La Rosa.
Oh, wait, we have the sound machine.
Oh, yes, right.
Long clap, long applause for the coolers.
Long
applause for the
coolers. Well, coolers and Cabaretti are a big thing. They deserve a long applause.
All right.
Well,
how'd we do?
I think we did fine. You did way better than me. I'm gonna have to edit some of my comments, but you did just fine.
15 minutes. Well, thank you a lot. This was really fun.
Okay. Anything in closing that pops into your head?
See you in the water.
Okay. And now remember, you're welcome to come back anytime if you have some specific properties you want to talk about or some events. Oh, like for instance, the Masters of the Ocean. Are you involved in that at all? Or
no, actually, I mean, I went, I participated, but I do some creative work as well for Dominican Surf School. And they're the ones who've been doing a lot of the local surf competitions and events. So, for example, just this past Sunday on Halloween, we did a costume surf contest. And it was really cool. There was close to, you know, 80 participants, families. The whole beach was filled with all kinds of people in different costumes. First place for a presentation was a man in a beer costume drinking a beer while surfing a wave. So that
while
was
surfing.
While wow. surfing, yeah. So there's a lot of cool
videos.
I must
know that guy.
Yeah, it's Craig. So you probably
okay.
do. Yeah.
Craig, yeah.
Craig on the soft top. You know, it was awesome. And yeah, we have videos and links and more to come. I think the next competition is going to be right after the new year, January or February. And that one will be a big countrywide competition, probably for girls and guys.
Okay, Gigi, thank you very much for your time. And anything that you come up with in the future that you think might be interesting for my listeners, you just send them my way and we'll go ahead and put them on the show.
Great, for sure. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
Today's credits are as follows. Thank you to our program director,
Don Alejandro de la Vega,
our editor and fact checker,
They'll Never Know,
Our chairperson,
Wilma Butfit.
Fleet managers,
Lisa Carr.
Our charm consultant today is
the always charming Miss Ingertooth.
Tiki Bar reviews by
Hassan Ben Sober.
Our favorite divorce attorney,
Carmine, not yours.
Our credit counselor is
Max Stout.
And our fashion designer today,
Shujas.
And of course, our download counter,
Adam Ilion.
If you enjoyed the show, help us continue by scrolling down and clicking support for this podcast. As follows. Thank you to our program director,
Don Alejandro de la Vega,
our editor and fact checker,
They'll Never Know,
our chairperson,
Wilma Butfit,
fleet managers,
Lisa Carr,
our charm consultant today is
the always charming Miss Ingertooth,
Tiki Bar reviews by
Hassan Ben Sober.
Our favorite divorce attorney,
Carmine, not yours.
Our credit counselor is
Max Stout.
And our fashion designer today,
Shujas.
And of course, our download counter,
Adam Ilion.
If you enjoyed the show, help us continue by scrolling down and clicking support for this podcast.